careless people. Yesterday, while stopped at a traffic light, I watched in horror as a car careened around the waiting cars, darted right into the intersection, and almost barreled into a car correctly making a turn. With a horrible squeal of brakes, the errant driver stopped his vehicle inches from causing a terrible crash. Once recovered from the initial shock, both vehicles eased away from each other, but I watched in disgust as the careless driver motored on, thoughtlessly weaving through traffic in an errant and useless trek to work, oblivious to the disaster God had just averted. Careless people. They're everywhere, blasting through stop signs, barreling and bumping into people, disrupting their lives with their careless inattention and indifference to others. We've all been dented by their thoughtlessness, in some cases irreparably. The boss denying a deserved promotion, the spouse cheating with careless abandon, the parent deserting their children without a care for their future. The word warns against such carelessness, declaring that whereas a wise man fears and turns from evil, a fool is careless and reckless, comparing them to a quick-tempered and sneaky person. Leviticus warns that such a person speaks carelessly, making promises they have no intention of keeping. And Solomon advises that we are to guard our mouth as a careless talker destroys himself. Jesus echoes this, cautioning that everyone will give account for every careless word they've spoken, for by our words we will be acquitted or condemned. This includes how we speak the name of the Lord, a precious, powerful, and perfect name that we are never to speak carelessly. It includes what we are to do on the Sabbath day, not spending it in vain and personal pursuits, but worshiping the Lord. This also includes how we use the gifts he's given us and the ministry roles we've been assigned. Further, we're not to let wealth make us careless in our financial decisions, which includes how we spend our money as well as what we do with our required tithe, being careful not to treat these holy gifts as though they're common, and not cheating the Lord out of what is rightfully his to invest in his house. God also warns us not to be careless with our hearts, not giving them over to people or things that will consume us, demanding and destroying our lives with their obsessions. Solomon forewarns us that the consequences of such negligence are severe, writing, "He who is careless will die." The prophet Isaiah counsels that why wait for disaster to strike or change our careless ways? Do so now to preserve our lives and the lives of others. Paul, our ever-faithful teacher, alerts us to be careful how we live, warning, don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. And he explains to his friends at Corinth that he makes his plans carefully and not like the people of the world who say yes when they really mean no. But what else are we to be careful about? The world repeatedly tells us to listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight and obey his commands and keep his decrees. Moses made it a habit to carefully write down all the Lord's instructions, something that Luke also did as he carefully investigated everything from the beginning and wrote an accurate account to his friend Theophilus. How can we continue this practice today when the canon of Scripture is already recorded? We can create a journal of our quiet time with the Lord, writing down what the Spirit whispers to us while recording fresh understanding of the Scriptures he imparts. Part of this involves remembering the miracles that he's done for us or others and not letting these memories escape from our minds and passing them on to our children and grandchildren. Through prayer, we'll understand and interpret the visions that he gives to us, just as the prophet Daniel did. Moreover, we're to be careful of how we construct our spiritual foundation, not building on the wood, hay, and stubble of false teachers. As Paul instructs, we are to be very careful of how we build on the foundation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ. We are to be like the Proverbs 31 woman who carefully watches everything in her household, not letting laziness or negligence to let its foundations crumble or the people inside stumble. Thus, we are to be careful of our freedom in Christ and not use it to cause others to stumble or to allow God's generous grace to let ourselves slip back into sin. And if we think we're standing strong, we're to be careful not to fall, for the temptations we face can cause us to be weak. But we're told in 1 Corinthians 10, God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than we can stand. And when we're tempted, God will show us a way so we can endure, show us a way out so we can endure. And we are also to carefully determine what pleases the Lord and fervently avoid false piety as seen practiced by the hypocritical Pharisees, who look pure on the outside and present themselves as religious, but inside are filthy, full of greed and self-indulgence. To avoid such practices, we are to pay careful attention to our own work, not comparing ourselves with others, for we're responsible for our own conduct. We are also to be careful who we align ourselves with, a warning found in both the Old and the New Testament. But when we see a fellow brother or sister overcome by some sin, we are told to gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path, being careful, we're told, not to fall into the same temptation ourselves. This is why we must carefully guard the precious truth that's been entrusted to us, listening carefully to the word of truth that we've heard so we don't drift away from it. And for those who haven't yet discovered this truth, but sense in their hearts that God is true, although every man be a liar, we are to be like the woman who, having lost a coin, carefully and diligently searches her entire house until she with great rejoicing finds it. In this same series of parables, Jesus speaks of the lost son who suddenly realizes that his pig-infested lifestyle has taken him far away from the secure and loving home of his father. Then he carefully retraces his steps and returns to the outstretched arms of his father, who's been patiently and earnestly waiting for his return. For all of us, we are to be careful not to forget the Lord who rescued us from our Egyptian slavery, forever recognizing and following the one who bought our freedom with his blood. And thus, beloved, let us be careful people that we remember who we serve, listening carefully to his voice and obeying his instructions, for therein is life forevermore. So the next time that you're tempted to blast through life's stop signs, remember this word. Remember, God commands us to be careful people, thinking first of him and then of others. God bless you, beloved. God bless you.